gig was weekend ski school, and primarily teaching kids in the mass ski school programs that came up from Salt Lake. That ended basically when Badami bought the ski area, but we had buses of kids coming from Heber, Bernal, Provo, big program from Salt Lake City, the YMCA program, and then the resort started a young timers program. So for about 25 years, I was the supervisor of those mass ski school programs. And we'd get them off the bus and take them up on first time and split them and head them out, and they'd ski all day. And it was very, very gratifying, because you kind of thought, you know, these kids learn how to ski, they'll stay in the sport, they'll come back, but primarily they'll stay in the sport. But teaching kids is much, much different than teaching adults. Kids learn by imitating. Adults, depending on who they are, what they are, how old they are, learn by verbal instruction and demonstration. But you start talking to a kid, and I really don't care how old they are, they're just going to tune you out, just like they do mom, and they'll tune mom and dad out. So you just ski and ski and ski and miles and miles and miles and miles, and they learn how to ski. It's also a terrain selection situation. So as their legs grow longer, you get on a little steeper terrain. Little tiny kids, you know, when they get on steeper terrain, they break, you know, just to hold themselves, and they get on the back of the ski. So you have to be careful with that. I've seen so many accidents, divorces, terrified girlfriends and wives where, you know, someone's trying to do it themselves. And I sort of evolved into, given my personality, taking mostly women who didn't want to be here, who didn't want to ski, and were petrified, and I would take them along with some other friends of mine. And we'd just calm them down. We'd get them on the right kind of terrain. We'd talk them, you know, on the lift, and they would learn how to ski, and they'd be happy as a lark. Their husband or boyfriend would be up in Jupiter doing the steep in the deep. And we felt it was our responsibility, aside from teaching them how to ski, is just enjoy the outdoors. I can't tell you how wonderful that is. Equipment had a lot to do with it, and I'd say in the last 10 years, might be a stretch, but with the grooming of the mountain and the car ski, it's much easier to ski now. Snowmaking was, I mean, a miracle. When they started making snow, they'd do it on payday, and the technology wasn't there. So they make these big piles of ice, and then they'd push them, you know, they'd kind of spread it out. And we'd come over the top where they made snow, and it was just slide for life. I will never forget that.
During his tenure at Park City Mountain Resort, Clark Parkinson lasted through four owners of the resort and nine different ski school directors. He continues to ski at the resort weekly. For Park City Stories, I'm Leslie Thatcher.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.